Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You'll have heard it if you've had to take your children on a long car journey or even a not very long car journey. Well, a British statistician claims to have calculated the exact formula to predict a child's tantrum. And this says that it takes an average of 70 minutes for it to start on a long drive. 70 minutes would be a result in our house sometimes. And we've got tips now on how to prevent your child losing it in the back seat. And I'm joined by Sinead Fox from the bumblesofrice.com blog. Sinead, good morning.
Morning, Claire.
Let's talk about this formula first of all. Dr. James Hyde, he's from the Nottingham Trent University, he's worked this out. It's T equals 70 plus 0.5E plus 15F minus 10S. So to try and explain that, T stands for time, E stands for entertainment, F is for food, S is for siblings. Is it all really this complicated?
Do you know, it makes sense. Like, I wouldn't have ever made a mathematical formula of it myself. But, you know, you get used to figuring out how to maximise time in the car without a tantrum. And it all makes sense to me. Entertainment, like, there's lots of people. The most important thing about a trip is the iPad charged. That's like a lot of people. That's the first thing. And then for me, it's always, have we food? And I just thought, like, my kids are getting bigger now. My eldest is a teenager. But the food, you have to have the right amount of stuff. And then the minus is siblings.
Yeah. But so that starts before you even get into the car, Sinead, because, you know, who's sitting where?
Yeah, absolutely. He moved and he switched boosters with me. He took my seat. Yeah. It's much more comfy on that side. I sat beside mommy the last time. He's touching me. He's breathing me. We've had all that. I have three kids. It all happens like that.
Yeah. So I don't know why the middle seat is attractive in the back. I don't get that because I don't think it is. I think they just use it for the basis of a row.
They can see better is what I'm told. But then it depends on your proportionate height, apparently, as well, according to my children. We had four or five of us across the back seat, so it's different, I guess.
And when it comes to the tablet, you mentioned that there, you know, is it charged is one of the first questions. So all the rules around screen time, are they out the window when you get in the car?
No. So I think this is one of my keys to my success. We're like, I've three kids and we've been bringing them on long journeys. I live in Wexford. We family in Belfast, Donegal and Sligo.
Ooh.
We're very used to doing long trips and have done since they were little. We don't allow them have the screen for the first hour of a journey.
Yeah, because you generally get away with that without too much happening.
Exactly. So if you hand it to them straight away, then they start, some kids will start getting bored of it. Now, I have a child who will happily watch 5 hours back to back of whatever they are given. But there's some kids who just won't. So we keep it as the artillery. Or we sometimes say when they get bigger, well, when we get out of this county, when we get to the next county. So then they're kind of watching the road signs. So you kind of keep them engaged watching the counties as well, or to see, you know, there was a sign that said we're in a different county now. Can I have my phone time or can I have my screen or whatever it is? But there's other ways that they can get entertained as well. Now, you know, I spy lasts about 15 minutes and there's definitely going to be killings because not everyone can read and people have different interpretations of what the colour green is and what we saw 15 minutes ago when we saw something that started with green. So like sometimes I pretend to be asleep when they say things, but obviously when I'm not driving.
We have a person in our house who makes up things that they have seen for I spy because they think that's the way to win the game. And of course it is.
Did you not see it? Yeah. You mustn't have been looking properly. But for smaller kids, it was count cows, count diggers. Oh, look at the cow. I remember one time going through the middle of Longford on the way to Sligo going, look at another moo cow and another moo cow. I was hoarse by the time I got there counting cows.
I know, the stress of it.
But we got there.
But you also have to work out when it comes to the snacks. And I know you said you're always well stocked up on the snacks, but you have to time it, don't you? You say when we've been on the road, 40 minutes, I'll produce this thing and then another 40 minutes or hour. I'll produce the next item.
So there's a couple of things. You have to make sure they're not getting into the car hungry. And we're fairly good. You get your breakfast and you go somewhere. We're not maybe as good as if we're going on a day trip in between breakfast and lunchtime. And sometimes I know if you don't get a quick sandwich or a quick piece of toast before you leave, they can get a bit more antsy. But the type of snacks you get, we had car trouble with seats in our car and we realised it was because breadsticks and raisins that were actually jammed in the runners between the third seat and the second seat. So it can be a costly thing if you bring the wrong the wrong snack. So dried goods are generally my preference, something that isn't sticky. An odd jelly can be swiped in every now and then as they get bigger and won't have them all over their face. Something that they can't spill on their brothers and sisters is also a good one.
So you do have a secret stash of sweets, do you?
Yes, for very long journeys, I'll have a few jelly babies in the glove box where they can't see them. Mm-hmm. But they don't, they can't know. That's the absolute key. They can't know what snacks you have. They have to presume it's just the boring ones. If they know there's something good, they will look for it. And that's at any age. Yeah. Like, didn't I see you put whatever in there, Mum? Did you not have jelly babies? Yeah, I saw jelly babies.
They search you and they watch you.
Yeah, yeah.
So food, he reckons, can help delay tantrums by 15 minutes. So it's a pretty important factor, but the main one is the entertainment.
Yeah, the entertainment. And like, one thing that we discovered actually, and you know, I have a 13-year-old, but it took us a long time to discover it. But last year we had a very long journey where we were going on a 4-hour journey in the morning and then home in the afternoon. We put on an audiobook in the car. And my then 10 and 8-year-old absolutely loved it.
Yeah, that can work
well. Stephen Fry reading The Boy Called Christmas, and it was kind of coming up to Christmas. And they were absolutely rapt. Like, they loved it. They didn't want to stop for breaks because they wanted to hear what happened next and could we wait until the end of the chapter.
Yeah, that's great.
Which was just a revelation.
You can feel your shoulders relax when you put something on, an audiobook or a podcast, and everybody goes, oh, I really like this. But then... you'll have somebody who doesn't want to listen to that.
My somebody was sitting in the front with AirPods on while I was driving, so that was okay. The teenager had no interest in it, but that was okay. He was big enough to listen to his own podcasts. So we were grand. It was the two that needed the...
Dr. James Hind has worked out that the average child will ask, are we nearly there yet? 32 minutes into the car journey and four times in total during the road trip.
Four times. I'd love to meet those children who only ask four times on a journey. It must be the school run. Look, kids will ask, and it's curious. I'm big into this whole managing expectations thing. I'm not going to be the smug person who says it always works. But I find if I tell mine, look, it's a very long journey today, but we'll stop, you know, when we need to and whatever. But and we tell them sometimes we say we need to go through seven counties to get to Granny's. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I say, how many counties? And it's actually a little bit of a relief from the, are we there yet? Or is it very much longer? They also, if I put destinations of where we're stopping into the sat-nav, they can see that, it's 32 minutes or 57 minutes until we're going to stop, unless there's an emergency wee break needed, which is the other thing that will reset you sometimes.
It's not easy, is it? It's not easy.
Planning. It's all about planning.
Tablets and food and breaks and, yeah, it's tough. It's tough, Sinead. Thanks very much for joining us. Sinead Fox from bumblesofrice.com. Now, you may need to switch your mortgage because you might be forced to right now. And if you need to, Owen McGee is here with advice on how to get the best deal. That's after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.